The Lord is our help and our shield. These devotions are intended for everyone, but especially for military personnel and their families.
The 22nd chapter, the 19th verse of the Gospel according to St. Luke, bring us these words. He took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." The title of the devotion is, "I Remember." I remember the summer of 1949. I remember the headache, the fever, and the legs that would not work. I remember the look on my mother's face. I remember the polio virus. I remember the doctor asking my mother, "Do you want me to call an ambulance?" She shook her head. "No, his father is coming. We will take him to the hospital." But my father was far away, helping to build a canning factory. How long would it take him to get to me? Not long. A neighbor flew a war surplus two-seater Piper Cub to pick him up and land him in a nearby hayfield. I can still picture him showing up in the doorway to my bedroom. That changed everything. I was a five-year-old who believed my father could fix anything. He wrapped me in a blanket, lifted me onto his shoulder, and headed for the car. What a relief. I was at peace. That same shoulder carried me home 3 days later. My parents didn't have the money to pay for a longer stay. My mom became my nurse. My red wagon, pulled by my sister, became my legs. It reminds me of a scene Jesus once pictured. Suppose one of you has 100 sheep and loses one of them. Does he not leave the 99 in the open country and go after the lost sheep until he finds it? And when he finds it, he joyfully puts it on his shoulders and goes home. Luke 15:46. When I think of the shoulders of the Good Shepherd, I again have peace. One day, they will joyfully carry me home. I will remember the coronavirus. Corona is a Latin word for crown. Under a microscope, that's what this infective agent resembles. It makes me think of another crown, one made of twisted thorns. It makes me think of another father, the one who truly can fix everything, including the virus called sin. It makes me think again of the pain in his heart as he watched his son writhe in agony, then breathe his last. I remember why that happened. I remember my sin. I remember his love. I remember the last meal before his son died. I remember that on the night he was betrayed, he took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Then he took the wine and gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins." That's in Matthew 26:27-28. Christians have received that body and blood in remembrance of him ever since. They treasure it because they treasure him. He is the same one who promised, "Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life," Revelation 2:10. I remember Jesus and look forward to that crown. I remember he has not forgotten me. I pray, too often have I forgotten you, Lord. Too often have I acted as if I did not need you. Too often have I failed you. Let me taste again the joy of your salvation. Let me receive again forgiveness through your body and blood hidden beneath bread and wine. Let me remember my sin and my Savior. Amen. This message has been produced by Wells Military Services. For added devotions or to learn more about our ministry to the military, go to www.wellsmilitary.net. I leave you with these words of Scripture: God's faithfulness will be your shield.